What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today's episode is all about the difference between practice makes perfect and perfect practice makes perfect. Let's hop into it. So similar to yesterday's episode, this is going to start a little bit random, and I promise I will connect the dots. So here's how it's going to start. Archery. Today, as you know, some of you may not know, I am in the Berkshires right now. That's why I'm in Lenox, Massachusetts, which is not my normal spot for recording the pod, which is in New Jersey. I'm in Lenox with my girlfriend for our 2-year anniversary. Other than recording Founders Journal, trying to take as much time to just reflect and not work and unplug. I think it's super important. Yesterday's recording, today's episode of Founders Journal that went live on the podcast players kind of talks about this importance of just reflecting, rejuvenating, and understanding that you are more things than just your professional career. If you want to hear that episode, go back and listen to it. But anyway, we're on day 2 here. We started the day at 11 a.m. with archery. We basically looked at the schedule of things to do. Archery seemed pretty random, but pretty awesome, something that we don't tend to do a lot. So we went and did archery. But the interesting thing about where we are is we're at kind of like this, you know, mindfulness spa. And so every activity you do here, they end up connecting back to mindfulness. And for archery, it was no different. By the way, there's also hatchet throwing here. And for hatchet throwing, they also connected back to mindfulness. And I was very skeptical of how archery, literally shooting bow and arrow at a target, was going to be connected to mindfulness. But it was, and they weren't full of shit. It was actually connected to it. And here's how. We did an episode, you know, a few months ago for Founders Journal where I talked about the importance of a pre-shot routine in anything you do in life. And so I believe the episode I talked about, like in golf, how I've played golf my whole life. And one of the most important things you can do in golf, whether you're a beginner or an expert, is this idea of having a pre-shot routine where every time you step up to the golf ball, you do the same exact thing. You know, you go behind the ball, you look at where you're going to aim, you take 2 practice shots, not 1, not 3. You step up to the ball, maybe you do your little wiggle, maybe you take a deep breath, and then you hit. And you do that every single time you hit the ball for years on end. The first thing that they talked about in archery today was this importance of having your pre-shot routine. And what I've realized is you don't have to wait days, weeks, months, years to develop a pre-shot routine. You can do it immediately when you start a new activity. So now that I understood the concept and like the model of a pre-shot routine, I stepped up with the bow and the arrow. I put my foot pointing towards the target. I actually put my foot in the same like rectangular tile of the floor to know I was stepping in the same place every time. I pulled the bow back to the exact part of my face every single time. Like I was cognizant that went by my right cheek. I would take a deep breath. And I also just knew exactly where I wanted to look down and which eye I was keeping open versus closed. And so to me, this was just like a perfect reminder of the episode of whether it's in archery, whether it's in golf, or whether it's how you start your day as a professional, how you approach every meeting with a group of people, how you start a kickoff for a new project or product. Pre-shot routine is like the most transferable thought process to every aspect of life. So first of all, in archery, that was like something that jogged my memory and I think was really important to think about. And so as I go back to work on Monday, something that I'm going to be really intentional about is everything from how I'm conducting my, you know, one-on-ones to how I'm starting my day. Am I starting it in the same way that I started yesterday and the same way that I plan on starting it a week from now and a year from now? But the other big lesson from archery was this idea of just like a self-awareness around the things that you do over and over and over. And to me, this is actually like a perfect segue onto an idea that I've been tweeting about a lot recently, which is this concept of repetition. And, you know, I always espouse that as like an entrepreneur or a builder, so much of success is just showing up day after day after day. And so the example I use is for Founders Journal. The show has grown so well organically over the last few months. And I think so much of that is just the act of showing up, is recording at 2:30 p.m. Eastern every single day. So people come in live, they feel a part of the community, and recording every day without fail. But I think that the other part of this that I haven't talked about is it's not just about repetition. It's about iterative repetition. It is about having a self-awareness of the things you want to do better in the things that you do on an ongoing basis. And what I mean by that is there's the famous saying, right, of practice makes perfect. And I remember that probably 10 years ago, someone said to me that that is a flawed saying. It's not that practice makes perfect. It's that perfect practice makes perfect. And what this person meant by it is if you do the same thing over and over and over, and you don't have the self-awareness to understand the adjustments you need to make to be better at that thing, you're not going to get better. And so to me, like kind of this part two idea of attaining success through repetition is also this idea of being self-aware enough to make adjustments. Why did I think about that with archery today? Because to me, if I just every time I stepped up to shoot the bow and arrow, I just did my pre-shot routine, but every time I did that, I would see the arrow go in a completely different place. If I didn't make any changes, I clearly wasn't having the self-awareness to make changes to shoot in the same exact spot every time. And so for me, but also for anyone listening, whether you're a founder, a manager, just a professional at any point in your career, I think it is so important for you to think about what are the recurring things that you do? And in those recurring things that you do, what is your pre-shot routine? Are you showing up every single day? But also, do you have the self-awareness to, after every time you do whatever that process is, ask yourself, how could I be doing this better, be doing it in a more smooth manner, and working my way towards whatever I define as perfect for this given task? And so for me, what I think that looks like is hiring. At Morning Brew, we've ramped up hiring, and there are absolutely pain points in the hiring process. Us just showing up and having repetition would be us just running a hiring process time after time after time, which is what we're going to do. But if we don't make the right adjustments to the hiring process, the different pain points and blind spots we're seeing now are just going to continue to happen. So for me, I need to be self-aware about where's there opportunity for improvement in hiring. I also think about it in one-on-one conversations with employees. How do I give the most value in conversations with members of the brew, but also how do I extract value and insights to use my one-on-one conversations with employees as kind of like a lunch and learn for myself to make changes at the company level? How am I being self-aware about iterating on my time around like how I spend my time? How am I allocating my time on my calendar? How am I prepping for the week? And also, how am I being self-aware and making changes in when I start a new product or a new project, in pushing that forward? How am I changing that process to do it better this time than I did last time? And so for everyone listening, I encourage you today or over the weekend to think about what are the repeatable processes you have, and think about kind of like almost like the triangle of things that you need in order to make sure that you improve and progress in those things. So you have your pre-shot routine, which we've talked about in the past for Founder Journal. What is the way you start your process in the same manner over and over and over? Are you showing up repetitively? Are you just showing up to the game because showing up is 90% of being successful? But then this third part that we haven't talked about in the past is, do you have the self-awareness around your professional or personal processes where you're the little voice in your head asks yourself when you're done with the process, how could I have done this better? How am I going to make this better next time? What are the small adjustments that I need to make? So what I leave you with is a question for you. Are you being iterative in the ongoing things that you do? Are you seeing progression where you are getting better at the things that you do over and over and over? Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I would love to hear for you, what are the repetitive processes like for me, which were hiring one-on-ones with employees and launching new products or projects? What are those repetitive processes for you? And do you think you're being self-aware enough about the changes you need to make to get better each and every time? I promised you that this would connect from archery back to work. And I think I delivered on the promise. Thank you everyone for listening to Founders Journal. I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to hearing from many of you, and let's keep building this thing together. Thanks everyone for the time. Take it easy.
T Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.